It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com.
Back at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, Claudia Hicks Court on the campus of Rowan County Senior High School in Moorhead. It's the boys' end of an EKC basketball doubleheader. Rowan County's girls defeat Greenup County in the first game, and now the boys will take on the Greenup County Musketeers in game two. I'm Randy Stacy, along with Jared Stacy. Rowan County under coach Sean Thacker comes in with a 1-0 record and a nice win over Mason County. Greenup County is 0-2. They've lost to Montgomery County and to Mason County. Well, this should be a good one. We'll be back with the starting lineups after this on WIVY.
Holbrook Drugs can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree Cards, Yankee Candles, Leaded Crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Back here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Friends down the road, the Bath County girls defeated East Carter 59-46 in an upper bracket game in the EKC tournament. So they'll get to play in the semifinals on their home court coming up on Monday. Let's go ahead and check the starting lineups for this one. For Greenup County, coached by Corey Allison, at one guard will be Casey Gammon, a 5'7 sophomore. At another guard, Bradley Adkins, a 5'8 sophomore. The center will be Cohen Underwood, a 6-foot senior. At one forward will be Bryson Chandley, a 6'1 junior. And at the other forward, Eli Adkins, a 6'3 senior. So it's Gammon and Bradley Adkins at the guards. The center is Underwood, and Chandley and Eli Adkins are at the forwards. For Round County, at one guard will be Deshaun Watson, a 6'1 senior. Had 7 points in the opener against Mason County. Another guard, Jason Ingles, a 5'8 junior. At the third guard, Braden Myers, a 6'1 senior. He had 24 points, 5 rebounds in the win over Mason County. Braden Myers back in Moorhead, his hometown, after playing a few years at Lexington Christian. The forwards will be Colby Wilburn, a 6'2 senior. Had a big night, 33 points and 5 rebounds against Mason County. And Weston Maxey, a 6'2 senior. He had 6 points and 4 rebounds in that game against Mason County. So it's Watkins, Ingles, and Braden Myers at the guards, Wilburn and Maxey at the forwards. The officials, two of the ones we had in the first game, but Paige Hurst will be the referee along with Jeff Adkins and Davey Fields. Nice crowd on hand here for this one. Lower level across the way, almost completely filled, even with folks out in the lobby, and a good crowd in the upper level. So I think they'll probably get to see a good game here. And if they didn't see Round County play Mason County, there you're going to see a little different kind of team than last year. This team is going to run up and down the floor and pressure and shoot a lot quicker. I'm sorry.
Greenup County with some of the most bright yellow uniforms you're ever going to see. Road uniforms, green lettering and numerals, and the Greenup in green and a unique font of cursive on the front of their jerseys. Not the most traditional looking uniforms by any stretch of the imagination. Brown County home whites.
Yeah, and Greenup's 0-2, but they play Mason and Montgomery, so it's not been a bad start as far as that goes. 63-60. Loss at Montgomery and 74-68 home loss to Mason County. So it's a good ball club that Round County's playing, just like Mason County was.
Davey Fields and Jeff Atkins, you mentioned already the officials working the double. And then Paige Hurst replacing Trevor Vaughn from the first game's officiating crew. And if we have similar officiating from the first game, well, we're not even going to mention the officiating, but maybe once. Because it was a well-officiated first game. Maybe one or two calls that, you could maybe argue one way or the other. But, at the end of the day, it's high school, and that's always going to be the case. Greenup County, Gammon, Chandley, Eli and Bradley Atkins, and Cohen Underwood. Your 5 starters. Obviously, Kentucky lost earlier today to UNC Wilmington. Just a mind-boggling loss after a great win against the University of Miami. Tomorrow here on WIBY 96.3, we will have Morehead State men's and women's basketball. The Morehead State women will play East Tennessee State. Airtime 1:45. And then following that one, the Morehead State men, who are off to a fiery start this season, after winning the OVC regular season championship last year, they will face off against a stout Chattanooga team coming in at 5-2.
I believe Chattanooga could beat UNC Wilmington, but it's just a little comment on what's going on this today in Kentucky.
Hometown holidays wrapping up here at Moorhead. A little bit of rain, but thankfully not too cold. As we've got 32 minutes of high school boys basketball ahead of us. Brown County will move from our left to right. As we look at it, same side of the benches, second level. Claudia Hicks Court, Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Randy Stacy alongside. Jared Stacy with you for the play-by-play EKC tournament. Let's get this one rolling. Paige Hurst will toss this one up in the air, and Eli Atkins will tip it into the hands of Deshaun Watson, who gets the breakaway and the lay-in. Graham County bringing it up the court. Eli Atkins gets it in the far corner to Bradley Atkins. He picks up his dribble and bounces it on the wing to Cohen Underwood. Back to Gammon. Gammon well behind the arc in between the circles. Man-to-man defense from Round County. He'll lay it off Eli Atkins. Being guarded by Braden Myris. All the way in the corner, they give it off to Underwood. Trying to work it into the paint to Atkins, and it's thrown away. Stolen away by Myris. Up to Maxey, back to Myris, into Wilburn, left of the circle. Shot fake. Puts it to the deck, takes it to the elbow, and finds Myris, who loses his dribble and gets it back to Watson. Watson, being guarded man-to-man by Bradley Atkins. Gives it off to Myris. That's Braden Myris. Fakes right. Goes face left and now back right to Watson. Back left, Braden Myris. 2-0. Round County leading early. Wild runner from Myris looking for a foul. No good on the shot. Rebound Green of County. Eli Atkins. Long pass up to Bradley Atkins. Runner on the baseline. Way off. May have been partially blocked. Rebound Maxey. Up to Myris. Back to Maxey. And Myris will slow it down and give it to Watson. 90 seconds in, Watson penetrating on Bradley Atkins. He'll give it to Wilburn behind the arc. Long three, no. Maxey, offensive rebound, shot fake, gets the defender in the air and will lay it up and in. Weston Maxey, lead now 4-0. Casey Gammon gets it in between the rings here at Claudia Hicks Court. Gammon to the elbow, picks up his dribble, skips it across the court to Bradley Atkins. Top of the key, Underwood, and left wing off to Chanley. Chanley is going to have his pocket pick. Maxey dives on top of it. He'll roll it back to Wilburn. Could have called a foul there as Maxey looked like he was drugged down. But Wilburn will come away with it to Watson, left corner, but he walks with it. Went with a shot fake, but didn't put the dribble down before he moved the foot. One thing I'm noticing early already this year, Tyler Thacker, we're going to see him be a lot more vocal this year off the bench. Definitely going to see him pick up more responsibilities as an assistant coach, that's for sure. Casey Gammon will cross the timeline being hounded by Jason Ingles. Top of the key, they give it off to Underwood in the near corner in front of the Round County bench, Bradley Atkins. Down low, Eli Atkins. He throws it away. Intercepted by Watson. Watson across the timeline. No look, pass to Myris. Shot fake. Gets the defender up in the air and the turnaround with the right hands there. Braden Myris in Round County in full control. 6-0, 5:25 left first quarter. Myris, strong defense. Coming up to double is Wilburn. It's forced us to turnover. Myris dives on it, gets it to Wilburn. Left-handed lands there for Wilburn. Watson with two, Wilburn with two, Maxey with two, Maxey with two, or make it rather Myris with two. And Greenham County is going to take a 30-second timeout. And pretty textbook start for Round County.
Yeah.
8-0.
What happened to our old Round County team? A little bit different this season. And I think the guys are enjoying it.
Who doesn't like winning? 8-0, 5-11.
Yeah, I'm talking about the speed at which they're playing. They still play the tandem 2-3 zone every once in a while, but a lot of man-to-man this year.
Was out in the lobby actually chatting with some people and overheard one conversation where two groups of parents for the girls' teams said, hey, we're sticking around to watch this one. This should be a good matchup. So there was some excitement for this one. Very early in this one, but 8-0. Lopsided score.
Boys will play tomorrow against Woodward and Cincinnati at Mason High. And again, conflict with the MSU game. So we will not have that one on the air on WIVY.
Full court pressure by Round County out of the timeout. Greenup County is going to break it, though. Getting it across the timeline for Green of County is Underwood, and he's met there by Wilburn. Watson comes to double. Underwood goes left to Bradley Atkins in the corner to Gammon. Gammon being hounded by Ingles. Gammon takes it to the free throw line. Runner from 12's good. First field goal for Green of County comes with under 5 minutes left in the first quarter. So over 3 minutes it takes Green of County to score 8-2. First quarter. Watson across the midcourt logo. Man-to-man defense from Greenup County. The Round County works it around the horn, left side to Ingles, to Maxey, top of the key. He'll fire up the three and find the bottom of the net. Maxey with five, and Round County's clicking all cylinders. 4:15, first quarter. Round County gets another steal, just a bad pass. Maxey stops, pops for three, inside the rim, and does not fall. Halfway home and pops back out. That turnover there for Greenup County at the fault of Eli Atkins. He wasn't ready for it. Gammon this time gets it across the timeline. Underwood, who knocks down a much-needed three. The six-foot senior Cohen Underwood stops the bleeding, but Round County's Ingles on the other end trying to answer back. His three, no good. The rebound by Myris saved into Watson, now to Ingles. Now off to Wilburn in between the circles. Wilburn shot, blocked, saved in. What a play by Bryson Chanley. A block with the rebound, and he saves it. Up the court, they get it to Eli Atkins. Right wing Chanley now will come and grab it. Out top, Casey Gammon. NBA three, no good. One-armed rebound grabbed by Chanley, and he was being held on the play and on the rebound. Round County foul, signaled by Paige Hurst, will go on Weston Maxey, his first foul either way in this one. Jace Winkleman will check in.
Broken nose and all.
I was about to say, doing his best Rip Hamilton impression, sporting the mask. Inbound pass for Greenup County goes to Eli Atkins. It sits on the rim and falls on a floater from five. Eli Atkins' first field goal, and it's 11-7. Watson, top of the key, takes it into the paint. Runner from five is good, and he was looking for some contact. He thought he was fouled. Back the other way with the Chanley, met at the timeline by Winkleman. Winkleman hounding Chanley. Has to go left to Gammon. In the corner, Eli Atkins. Top of the key, Bradley Atkins. Bradley Atkins off to Gammon. Baseline right, they work it to Chanley. Chanley has nothing. Back behind the arc, Atkins. That's Bradley Atkins. Three-pointer won't fall. Rebound offensive Underwood. He has it poked away. It's going to be last off of Brown County, and it'll stay with Greenup County. 2:41 first quarter. 13-7, Round County leading. Inbounding. Greenup County, it's tossed in out top to Gammon. Bradley Atkins will come and set a screen, and then Gammon will give it to Atkins on the left wing. He's doubled. Back to Gammon. Gammon penetrates right into a double. Back to Bradley Atkins out top, and he'll call for a reset. Angle left and go to Underwood. He'll heave up the three. No good. Easy rebound to Sean Watson. Outlet up to Wilburn at the timeline. 2:20 first quarter. Wilburn through some contact. That's got to be goaltending. The bucket will count. There will not be a foul. The defender kept his hand straight up, so good no call. But that was goaltending and a half, and count the bucket for Wilburn. Christian Parker will check in for Ingles. And walking it up will be Chanley. Met at the timeline by Winkleman. Chanley gives it left side Gammon. Gammon being guarded by Parker. Gammon gets a step on Parker. Runner over top of Parker, and Wilburn off the glass and good. Gammon with four. Six the lead for Round County. Watson at the free throw line. Right wing Wilburn all day to line up the three. Won't fall. Winkleman is going to not be able to get the rebound. It's going to be off of him and go to Greenup County. 1:41 first quarter. Greenup County inbound to go length of the court for a court man-to-man from Round County. Vikings leading by six. And the Lady Vikings picked up a victory earlier tonight over the Lady Musketeers. The boys team trying to do the same now. Is that runner from the free throw line for Greenup County? No good. Rebound off the hands of Myris out of play. It'll stay on the indoor left with Greenup County.
Greenup County crashing. So if Round County can get the board, they're going to have a chance at some breakaways.
Inbound pass on the free throw line for Greenup County to Eli Atkins. Jumper no good, but an easy offensive rebound for Chanley in the putbacks there. He went untouched. 90 seconds, first quarter. Sean Thacker calls out the play as Deshaun Watson waits for the players to get to their assigned positions, and now the play will develop. Tamiris, he'll stop, pop from 10. It's going to be blocked from look like Eli Atkins getting a hand on it. Chanley may have as well. It hit the baseline, and it'll be Round County basketball under their own bucket. Watson to inbound. Hits a cutting Wilburn. Left-handed lay-in there. Great play development there. Wilburn with six. Lead at six. Winkleman picks up Chanley again at the midcourt stripe. And Winkleman's going to pick up the foul with a minute left here in quarter number one. Right beside the Round County bench, inbounding will be Eli Atkins. Tosses it in to Gammon. Back to Atkins. That's Eli. The work it down low to Harrington. Harrington backing down on Wilburn. Almost walks with it. Shot up, hits the side of the backboard. Great defense from Wilburn. He'll get the board and up to Watson. Watson, 45 seconds. All the way under the bucket in the right hand of lay-ins there. Watson with six. Wilburn with six. Maxey with five and the lead out to eight. Largest of the game. And a foul by Myris on the inbounds pass. A little too aggressive there. That is Braden Myris picking up his first team's third.
This is Gavin.
Gavin Myris will step in. 6'1 junior. And yes, they are related.
They are the brothers.
Greenup County inbounding, 34 seconds. Left first quarter to go length of the court. Deshaun Watson almost picks the pocket of Chanley. Chanley gets it off to Gammon, and Gammon does have his pocket picked by Watson. Watson one-on-one with Chanley. Up with the right hand off the glass and good. Deshaun with eight. And the lead at 10, 16 seconds. Greenup County is going to be fouled. That is going to be Atkins. Eli Atkins fouled by Gavin Myris. That's going to be the fourth in the quarter. 12.2 left first quarter. Two free throws on the next foul. If it happens in 12 seconds, foul by Round County as it's inbounded to Eli Atkins. 7 seconds. He'll cross the timeline. 5 seconds. Eli Atkins stops, pops, top of the key. Three. Hit front rim. No. Wilburn rebound. And he won't be able to get a shot off. And solid first quarter for Round County. They lead by 10. 21-11 over Greenup. EKC tournament here on WIBY.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
21-11. After one, Randy, your first quarter thoughts?
Biggest lead of the game was this 10-point lead there. Round County did a lot of good things. And the Greenup County should be happy they didn't call for a personal foul. So they're playing the right defensive tempo for this officiating crew.
Four fouls in that first quarter on Round County, but each on different players, so no one more than one foul. Greenup County windbound at midcourt.
Slade White makes his first appearance.
White in there with Maxey, Parker, Myris, and Winkleman. Inbound pass for Greenup County goes in between the circles to Eli Atkins. His runner in the paint won't fall. Rebound Winkleman. Winkleman coast to coast. Stops. Pops from 10. Off back iron. No. Rebound will come down to Underwood for Greenup County. And Chanley will give it up off to Gammon. Gammon penetrates. Stops. Baseline right. Turns. Fades from 5 and knocks it down. Pretty play there for Gammon. He leads Greenup County in scoring with 6. Musketeers still trail by 8. Crossing the timeline is Braden Myers. Man-to-man defense both ways as Myers gets a step on his defender into the paint. Runner from 10, no. And we're going to have a foul. It's a late whistle, but it is the right whistle as Davey Fields is going to tack that one on Eli Atkins, his first, team's first of the quarter. And two free throws upcoming for Myers. And that's Braden Myers, 6'1 senior. Line right. First one on the way and no good.
Myers 5 of 6 from the line in the opener against Mason County.
You got a chance to see that game. Solid performance for Round County, right?
Right. This is a pretty good Mason County team. The two transfers from Bracken County do a lot of the work for Mason County.
Second one good. 22-13, Round County leading 7-10, second quarter. Across the timeline, Underwood. Flips it in the corner to Bradley Atkins. Back to Underwood. Out top, they give it to Gannon. He'll penetrate and hits the bottom of the backboard. Going the other way with it's Myers. Myers, coast to coast, left-handed lay-in, no. Rebound, it's going to be a team rebound to Greenup County.
He threw it off Myers.
That's what I thought. So Greenup County windbound to go length of the court. Round County still applying that full court man-to-man defense. Underwood's long pass forwards way too high over the head of Casey Gammon, the sophomore, and the ball will go back to Round County.
And another thing about that game, sophomore Jake Feldhaus, Darren Feldhaus' son, had a nice game. He's about 6'4", 6'5 now.
9 the lead for Round County. Braden Myers crosses the timeline in the corner to Maxie. Back on the wing to Myers to Winkleman out top. Winkleman finds Maxie near corner in front of the Greenup County bench. Maxie will now give it back to Braden Myers. Left wing Parker. Shot fake left wing 3. Now to Maxie top of the key. No look pass right wing Braden Myers. To the free throw line. Jumper from there. Good. 5 for Braden. Round County, that full court pressure is beaten this time. Gammon gets it across the timeline. On the left wing, looking at the half-court man-to-man defense from Round County. Right wing, Underwood. Picks up his dribble. Has to give way to Eli Atkins, who just heaves up a 3. Hit the cable. They didn't call it. Round County will be the beneficiary of the rebound. Winkleman to Myers. In transition, 3-0. Rebound will come down to Underwood. Underwood will lay it off for Gammon. Up the court, Eli Atkins. Works it right low block, Chanley. Out top, Underwood. The big guy lines up the 3-0. Rebound comes down to Braden Myers. Across the timeline, hits Parker right wing. Bounces it back to Myers. He'll take it and get it to White. Far corner 3. Air ball. Fell right out of his hands. Butterfinger, as they say. And Greenup County across the midcourt stripe, Eli Atkins. They work it to Underwood. Right low block. Shot over top of... That is White. Count it in the foul as Underwood will go line for a chance at 3. Slade White's first. Team's first of this quarter. And Underwood now in this game with 5 will go to the line for a chance to make it 6. Ingles and Gavin Myers back in. White, Maxie, and Watson will stay in for Round County.
First break for Wilburn.
5:09, second quarter, 9 the lead for Round County at the moment. 3-point play completed by Underwood. 6 for Gammon, 6 for Underwood. 2 apiece for Chanley and Eli Atkins. That's your 16 for Greenup County. Watson across the midcourt logo. Ingles left to Ingles. Ingles trying to get it back to Watson, and Watson steps on the midcourt stripe. That's going to be a backcourt violation and a turnover Round County. And a midcourt Greenup County windbound. In the backcourt, they toss it to Gammon. Gammon loses it, falls to the deck, and a timeout is called by Corey Allison to prevent the turnover, a 30-second timeout. And we will go ahead and keep it right here with Round County leading 24-16, 4:46 second quarter.
Oh, nice student section when you consider by EKC rules they had to pay $3 to get in, and where Round County has it set up for all students, either team can get in free of charge for regular Round County home games.
And it's also pajama themed. I wish I'd have gotten the memo.
I sure had mine on.
24-16, Round County leading second quarter, 4:46 on the clock, and it'll be Greenup County basketball inbounding right beside the Round County bench to our left. Randy Stacy alongside him here at Stacy. Happy to have you along here. Second game of the evening. The Lady Vikings already picked up a victory. The boys trying to do the same, and they're so far well on their way. It's tossed in the backcourt to Casey Gammon. Checked in for the first time, Ethan Gibson out of the timeout. He gets a left wing, back to Gammon, right wing over to Bradley Atkins. He's double. He's in trouble. Bradley Atkins finds Gammon, and we're going to have a push called. That's going to be a foul on Gavin Myris. That will be Gavin's second, team second of this quarter. And Greenup County will flip over to the opposite sideline, opposite of the benches and inbound at the hash. No inbound in the backcourt to Gammon. Gammon, left wing to Chandley, to Bradley Atkins in the corner. Skips it right of the circle to Gammon. Three, no good. Offensive rebound, Gibson. Turnaround right-handed, lands there. His first field goal. Wasting no time, Watson across the timeline. Right wing, it goes to Myris. That's Gavin Myris. His three, no good, but we have a foul on the rebound on the opposite side of the rim. That's going to go on Slade White. His second, team's third, and Kobe Wilburn's breather doesn't last very long. Greenup County. One bound to go into the court. Full court man-to-man from Round County still. Lead at just six now for Round County. As Chandley gets it across the timeline. Met there by Maxey. Right wing Bradley Atkins. He runs over Ingles, and they're going to call a block. My goodness, that's a tough break. I thought Jason Ingles was set. My opinion means nothing, though. That's his first team's fourth.
I think Davey Fields got mad at Sean Thacker and gave him one.
There.
But Sean asked him just to call it the same way on both ends just a few seconds ago.
That was... Yeah. Bradley Atkins' first free throw is good. I call it like I see it. And given what I've been through the last week, I'm going to call it like it is. That was an obvious charge. Ain't no doubt about it. J.A. was set. Both free throws good by Bradley Atkins. Lead down to four. Quick 6-0 run here for Greenup County. Watson will walk it up for Round County. Under 4 minutes. Second quarter. Watson bounces it near corner Gavin Myris. Three-pointer no. Rebound Underwood. And Underwood, he'll just keep it himself. Underwood across the timeline. Underwood right of the circle. Goes to Bradley Atkins. They get it down to Gibson, right low block, and he'll lay it up and in. Ethan Gibson with 4 points off the bench. Watson already across the logo. Watson is going to be fouled in the painted area before the shot. It's going to go on Underwood, and it'll be Round County basketball under their own bucket. Watson will inbound. Watson gets it into Maxey. Back to Watson. Quickly out top to Myris. Left wing Wilburn. Great ball movement. Three short. No good, though. Couldn't ask for better ball movement. And the lead at just two for Round County as Greenup County scrapping back in this one. They get it to Gibson. Corner three, no. Rebound Ingles. Ingles will cross the timeline. 3:02. Second quarter. He'll take it left side and give it off to Wilburn. Wilburn takes it to the right elbow, spins in the paint, passes it off to a cutting Myris, and the lay-in's there. And that's Braden Myris, to be more specific. He's got seven. Watson with 8, Wilburn with 6. Lead at 4. Underwood with it for Greenup County. Round County with that lead. They'll get it out top. Gibson, he'll fire the 3. Nothing but net. Ethan Gibson has came off the bench with 7 points, and it's just a 1-point lead. 2.5 second quarter. Safe to say we know what Gibson can do, Randy. That shoot.
Score in a hurry.
26-25, 2:18. Watson still in between the rings. He'll work it on the high post for Wilburn. Wilburn back to Watson. Skip pass across the court. Ingles. He'll fake left and will go left after a fake to Maxey. Back to Ingles. Left wing 3. No. Rebound will come down to Greenup County. And that's the hands of Eli Atkins. Under 2 minutes. Atkins to Gibson. Greenup County can take the lead with a bucket on this possession. Gaiman left wing. Man-to-man defense from the Vikings. Gaiman free throw line jumper. No. Rebound will come down to Braden Myris. He'll keep it himself across the logo, all the way into the paint. Right-handed runner, make it left-handed runner, is there. As he switched it to that left hand last second. Keeping it away from the defender, and with 90 seconds left here in this second quarter, it's a 3-point lead for Round County. Gammon takes it into the paint, kicks it left corner, Underwood, and that 3 will tie it up. 9 for Underwood, we're tied at 28 apiece, 120. Left second quarter. Watson takes it into a triple team. Shot no good, but an easy offensive rebound for Maxey, and he'll get the putback as 3 defenders collapse on Watson, and Maxey was all by him lonesome for the rebound and putback. Round County back in front by 2. 1 minute left in this first half. Spinning baseline. Goes Gibson. He's got 7 in this quarter. Gibson off to, that is Underwood, and Underwood with the right hand gets the lay-in. Nice pass across the paint from Gibson. 11 now for Underwood, 30 apiece. First half, 40 seconds as Watson crosses the logo. To Myris, off to Ingles. Ingles is passed down low to Wilburn. It's going to be kickball. And Chanley, Bryson Chanley, the junior, will come back into the game. Round County windbound under their own bucket to our right. 33 seconds left, first half. Braden Myris out top finds Ingles. Ingles goes baseline left. Ingles right-handed runner's good. Count the bucket and the foul for Jason Ingles. Trying to take the charge was Eli Atkins. He'll pick up his second, third of the quarter. And Ingles will go to the line after his first field goal for a chance at the 3-point play. RJ Beach will check in for the first time.
He's delayed block charge goes almost like you got the circle out there and they take a look at it and then make the call in college. But there we don't have the circle, have semicircle.
Ingles' free throw, no good. Rebound will come down to Veach, who just checked in. Little outlet all the way up the court to Gibson, and it's off his hands. Poor pass, and Gibson can't control it. Wilburn with the steal across the timeline. Near corner, Ingles. Ingles takes it baseline. Right-handed runner up, no. What a putback by Wilburn with the right hand. 7 seconds. Greenup County will inbound. Ingles gets a steal. Ingles right-handed lay-in, no. Basketball will go out of play, and it'll go to Greenup County with .2. Colby Wilburn with one of the best putbacks I've seen in some time in high school basketball. He went up with the right hand and somehow got enough English off the glass to get it to spin in, and a quick 4-0 spurt as we head into the half, and Round County leads 34-30 here at the half here in the EKC tournament on WIVY.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in 6 struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It was Rowan County 21-11 into the first quarter, and then Greenup County outscores Rowan 19-13 in the second period, and it's 34-30 Rowan County at the half. Biggest lead for Rowan County, 11 points, and we had one tie. That was at 28. Scoring for Greenup County, 11 points for Underwood, 6 points for Gammon. Actually, 7 off the bench for Gibson, and 2 points each for Chanley, Eli Adkins, and Bradley Adkins. 12 field goals for the Musketeers, 3 of them 3-pointers, 3 of 3 from the line, and 30 points. Brown County got 9 points from Braden Myris, 8 points each from Deshaun Watson and Kobe Wilburn, 7 points from Weston Maxey, and 2 from Jason Ingles. 16 field goals for Rowan County, 1 3-pointer, 1 a free from the line, and 34 points. We'll come back with the complete statistics, courtesy of Charlie Charles, after this on WIVY.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's $1 bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more
more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Greenup County, 12 of 27 from the field, 44.4% in the first half. 3 of 11 from three-point range, 27.3%, and made all three of its free throw attempts. Round County, 16 of 34 from the field, 47.1%. Only 1 of 11 from three-point range, that's 9%. And 1 of 3 from free throws. Rebounding, 19-15, Greenup County. 5 of those Greenup County rebounds to Underwood. 4 of the Round County rebounds to Braden Myras. 3 fouls whistled on Greenup County and 8 on Round County. That was a difference that was really hard to see watching the game here. Why, you know, how that could possibly happen. But it did. 7 assists for Greenup County. 3 of those, those for Gammon. 6 assists for Round County. 2 players with 2 each. 9 turnovers on Greenup County, 2 on Round County. 2 block shots for the Musketeers, 1 for Round County. No steals for Greenup County, 8 steals for Round County, 2 each for Maxey, Watson, and Myers. Points off turnovers, 10 for Round County, 2 for Greenup County. Second chance points, 6 for each team. And points off the bench, Greenup County had 7. All of those by Ethan Gibson. Again, Round County's boys on the road tomorrow against Woodard. Woodard up in Cincinnati Mason. That's in the Ohio Valley Hoops Classic. WIVY will have the 2 MSU games tomorrow. And again, this is the EKC tournament. The winner of this game will play on Tuesday night at Bath County, the second game of the semifinal round. And the loser will play on Tuesday in a consolation game, and it will be at the loser of West Carter and Russell. So as they're playing this EKC tournament all the way out 8 places. Brown County and Green up both back on the floor.
Turn the radio on. I didn't think I did. Go ahead.
Approaching the end of the half. Time will be getting back to action. looking at the statistics, it's really hard to see how Greenup County got back into it. I mean, rebounds were a little bit different, but, you know, they, Grand County benefited from a lot of the turnovers that they forced. But, you know, Grand County led by as many as 11.
Wilbur, Braden Myris, Maxie Watson, and Ingles.
There was a post on Twitter, Jared, from that said, Greenup County trailed 26-3 at one time. And it's now, oops, not quite like that.
Gammon, Chanley, Eli Bradley, Atkins. Eli Atkins, Bradley Atkins, that is. And Cohen Underwood, the five for Greenup County. Round County, home white uniforms moving from right to left. In between the rings, Ingles. First possession off to Maxie, slashing in the paint. Maxie gets a nice little runner to get this second half underway. Lead quickly out to six is Maxie. And this one now with nine. Eli Atkins across the midcourt logo, gives it off to Gammon. Top of the key, Bradley Atkins, left wing, Eli Atkins. Left elbow, Underwood, skip pass. Bradley Atkins, right wing, three, no good. Rebound, Wilburn, it's going to be tipped away. Stolen by Eli Atkins, down low, Bradley Atkins, lay in, no good. Gets his own rebound, put back Nova, Watson fouls him. And Bradley Atkins will go shoot two free throws.
That was a good call on the foul, but they actually had a Greenup player put his hand on the shoulder of a Round County player and push himself up to get the rebound.
Bradley Atkins will shoot two. And do want to correct myself, as the first free throw for Bradley Atkins is up and good. The charge call that I said was, or the block call that was called on Jason Ingles, there was a Eurostep play, and we didn't have a real good angle. Ingles did slide his feet over, was talking with Shane Ramey, and he said it was pretty obvious where he was. So Ingles apparently did have quite a bit of movement there. So, like I say, call it like I see it. Second free throw, no good, lead at five. As Watson will take it into the painted area on the feed from Maxie. Shot blocked out of bounds by Chandler.
Take that kind of little dipsy-doo shot. You deserve to have it blocked out of bounds.
And on that other end, Bradley Atkins made the first, missed the second. And Wilburn will inbound under his own bucket to our left. Round County leading by five. Inbound to Maxie. Off to Braden Myers straight away in between the circles. He'll hand it off to Watson. We've seen man-to-man defense both ways from both squads. Myris to Ingles, left wing. Right in front of the Round County bench to Maxie, to Watson. Far corner, Myris, and Myris went to go up for the shot, and he just loses it and is now holding his face. Not sure what happened there, but Greenup County coming away with it. Underwood up to Eli Atkins, and his shot blocked by Maxie. And Maxie will control the rebound, 90 seconds in third quarter. Round County leading by five, EKC tournament. Wilburn, left wing, penetrates. Runner from five with the right hand, no. Rebound, Wilburn. Turnaround runner from 8 feet this time, no good. Offensive rebound, Braden Myris, and he's fouled as he pulls it down. Foul will go on Underwood. That'll be his second, team's first of the quarter. And we will have two free throws upcoming for Braden Myris. Myris, one of two so far today. No good on the first, too hard. One more free throw upcoming for Braden Myris. Makes the second, splits a pair. In double figures now with 10. Full court, man-to-man from Round County is Underwood. Passes it middle of the court across the timeline to Chanley to break the pressure. Chanley, a give-and-go, left wing to Gammon, and Gammon, nice feed down to Chanley, and he'll lay it up and in. His second field goal is Watson in the painted area, throws it away, trying to find Wilburn on the right low block. So Greenup County basketball, they trail by four. Round County leading here at Claudia Hicks Court, Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Randy Stacy alongside. I'm Jared Stacy. Happy to have you along. Crossing the timeline is Eli Atkins, picked up by Braden Myris. Down low to Underwood. Feed to Chanley. Baseline right, Bradley Atkins, and he'll knock down the jumper. Great play design there. Bradley Atkins with five now, his first field goal. And the lead at just two. Watson in between the circles to Myris. Left wing Ingles. Get past right wing Wilburn. Dump off. Right low block to Maxey. In the corner, Watson. Three-pointer. Spins out. He chases down his own rebound. Ball's on the floor. Chanley comes away with it. He'll shovel it up to Gammon across the timeline. Three on three. Gammon, floater from the free throw line. No. Rebound Wilburn. And Coach Allison hates that shot. He voiced his displeasure there. Wilburn to the left elbow. Dumps it off left low block Maxey. Now to Ingles, 3 minutes in third quarter, and the lead at two for Round County. Watson drifting right of the circle. Kicks it back left wing, Ingles. Three, no. Rebound cleared up by Eli Atkins, the senior. Eli, across the timeline, takes it near corner, gives it to Underwood. Three-pointer for the lead, yes! Underwood puts Greenup County in front for the first time. 14 for him. 38-37 Watson at the elbow. Takes one step inside the free throw line and knocks down the jumper. Watson's first field goal since the first quarter, and Round County back in front by one. Another lead change. Eli Atkins being guarded closely by Braden Myris. Wilburn will come and pick him up. Quick dump off to Chanley, now to Bradley Atkins. Right low block all alone, and he'll lay it up and in. They found the open man after the double. Greenup County back out in front. Watson, top of the key, to the free throw line. Behind the back pass to Maxey. Somehow tipped back to Watson, and he'll lay it up and in. Flashy pass. Somehow tipped back to him, and he's able to get the lay-in. Under 4 minutes, third quarter. Gammon whip it across the logo to Underwood. In the circle. Off to Gammon. Right elbow jumper. Misses everything, and it'll go to Round County. Gibson in for Greenup County and Parker, and also Winkleman in for Round County. Watson, top of the key, takes it into the painted area, and a pass off to Winkleman's going to be kicked. Round County basketball under their own bucket. Watson will trigger, 3:29, third quarter. Inbound Winkleman, right wing three, no good, but an offensive foul before the shot. Paige Hurst is going to bust Christian Parker for the offensive foul, his first, team second of the quarter. Chanley will cross the timeline, 3:20, third quarter. In between the circles, he'll give it off to Eli Atkins as head coach for the Musketeers. Corey Allison calls out the play. They work it to Gibson, left wing. Gibson works it down low to Underwood. He's doubled. Underwood to Gibson, top of the key. Deep three out top, no good. Offensive rebound, Bradley Atkins, put back, no. Rebound and a put back, Chanley, no good. Eli Atkins is put back, is though. Multiple opportunities, and Eli Atkins makes some pay as Watson gets it up to Wilburn, and Wilburn beats everyone down the field. Keep up, folks. Wilburn now with 10 and the lead back in favor of Round County. Chanley picked up at the timeline by Winkleman, and Winkleman's going to foul Chanley. That will be Winkleman's second, team's third of the quarter. Gavin Harrington will check in again for Greenup County as Underwood will catch a breather. On the opposite hash of the Greenup County bench, inbounding's Eli Atkins. Inbounds to Bradley Atkins, quickly back to Eli, 2.5 left third quarter. They get it to, that is, on the left elbow, Chanley. Chanley, right low block, Bradley Atkins, shot no. Bradley Atkins gets his own rebound, put back no. And we're going to have a foul going the other way against Greenup County, and the Greenup County bench can't believe it. Foul is going to be on Gavin Harrington. That'll be his first, team second. Third quarter, Round County leading by the narrowest of margins, being one. Nabbed the basketball. Wilburn to Braden Myers. Crossover dribble goes baseline left. Has it blocked and saved in by Greenup County's Harrington. The block was by Chanley. We'll give it up to Eli Atkins. Off to Harrington. Shot no good. Watson with the rebound. Watson has Parker. Goes far corner Walker. Parker shot fake. One dribble to his left. Three's there for Christian Parker. Great use of the shot fake for the 5'10 junior. Lead back to four. Bradley Atkins takes it to the right wing. Splits the double, and we're going to have a timeout given to Greenup County.
Page was getting ready to call a walk.
The timeout came first, though. 1:35, third quarter, Round County leading by four. Back in just a moment.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
.46-42. Round County leading after Greenup County had to take a timeout to avoid a turnover. And they'll inbound right beside their own bench to our right. And we have some moisture on the court. And we're going to have some delay in the action. While we have this delay, Randy, really cool to mention former Viking standout Matt Daniel graduated in 2007. I know that because he graduated with my brother, Brad Stacy. He's the head coach at the University of Cumberland. They're 11-0 now. They've cracked into the top 25 in the NAIA, and I think what's really cool, Don Daniel, Matthew's father, who is a former coach here at Round County, is a volunteer assistant on that coach as well. So really cool to see former Vikings do well, and that Daniel family, they got some knowledge for the game of basketball. For the lead for Round County is Greenup County. Eli Atkins has it off the inbound from Chanley. Near corner, Underwood. Man-to-man defense both ways. They work it right low block, Chanley. Out top, Gibson. Gibson looking with a minute 24 left third quarter. Gets it off Eli Atkins. Shovel off Underwood. Shot blocked away. That's Winkleman with the block. Parker with the rebound. Minute 12 third quarter. Wilburn in between the rings. Crossover dribble to the right low block. To Myris, to Parker, top of the key, Watson, as Coach Thacker calls for a reset. 1 minute left third quarter, EKC first round. Left wing, Myris on the feed from Watson. No good on the three. Wilburn with the rebound. Put back short, no good. He gets the second rebound. Wilburn, no look pass to Parker in the corner. Three, no. Put back Myris, yes, sir. He caught it midair, shot it midair, and Braden Myris with another field goal. And a turnover. Myris with the steal on the inbounds. Off to Winkleman. No good on the lay-in, but he's fouled, and he'll go shoot two free throws. And Winkleman, he picks up that.
They hit him. The Mason County kid hit him intentionally in the nose last week, but that was unintentional. It was just a foul.
And I want to explain what happened here as Randy talking about the Mason County game. As soon as Winkleman went to the ground, he ripped off his mask and threw it up against the mats on the baseline. And he is wearing that mask because his nose hurts, and it is injured from the Mason County game. And anytime you have a nose that's already tender and already injured, any sort of contact with the face area is going to be painful. And Winkleman, he went straight back to the locker, the locker room, to the training room.
That is exactly what happened in the Mason County game, even back in the locker room and all like that. Except that one, this was just an unfortunate foul. Mason County, this kid just whacked him.
That hurts me.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing him wear a mask and take a shot like that, already knowing it's the nose is already injured. Ugh. So Ingles will come in and shoot the free throws.
Get it done in the scrimmage game, actually, and he showed up in the Mason County game with that. I didn't even think he'd play, but he had the nose guard on, face mask.
Two free throws. Ingles will be the one to shoot it. Good on the first for Ingles. Quick reset for you, 49-42, Round County leading 34.1 left third quarter. Second free throw good for Ingles. He's got four in this evening. Lead at 8, 34 seconds left. Full court pressure from Round County. Chanley into Gammon, quickly back to Chanley across the timeline. Chanley almost walks with it. Finds Underwood, and Underwood throws it away. Trying to get it down low. Watson rages it like a book, and Watson takes it under the bucket. High shot off the glass. No good, but it didn't matter. He walked with it before he got the shot off. 19 seconds left, third quarter. And Watson is limping towards the bench. So Winkleman's gone to the training room with a nose injury, re-injured nose injury, and now Watson favoring that left foot. 19 seconds left. Home run pass, Greenup County, and it's going to kick off the leg of Veach. So back to Round County it goes, 13 seconds.
Chase is back out on the bench, but he is without his nose guard.
Myris, Braden Myris, with the right wing, 5 seconds. To the elbow, takes it left low block, shot swatted away by Chanley. Gibson at the buzzer. It was online, but just short for Greenup County, and we head to the fourth quarter. Round County leading 50-48, 8 minutes left in this one.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Underwood, Gammon, Bradley Atkins, Chanley, and Gibson go out for Greenup County to start this fourth quarter. Ingles, Parker, Braden Myris, Wilburn, and Maxey, the five for Round County. Greenup County moving from left to right. Get the first possession to start this fourth quarter. Round County leading by 8. EKC first round. Underwood left wing gets the feed from Gammon. Underwood's doubled out top. Finds Chanley left wing 3. Open. No good. Good look. Wouldn't fall. Rebound Maxey. He keeps it himself. Maxey flips it left wing. Braden Myris to Ingles. He'll go baseline. Ingles is walloped. Shot no good, but Chanley, he got his money's worth there on that foul. Nothing dirty or malicious, but he sure got a full load of contact. And Chanley will pick up his first, team's first of the fourth. Morehead State women on the air at 1:45 tomorrow against East Tennessee State. Morehead State men, approximately 15 minutes following the women's game, will go on the air for their men's coverage as the men will play Chattanooga. Both those games at Johnson Arena here in Moorhead. So good basketball on hand again in Moorhead tomorrow as Eli Atkins replaces Bradley Atkins. Ingles' free throw is good. He'll shoot one more. And if you can't make it to Johnson Arena, Dean Harden and myself will have both games over on ESPN+. Ingles misses the second free throw, and Myris somehow got a fingertip on it before it went out of bounds. He couldn't chase it down, though, in the corner, and it'll go to Greenup County. Slade wide in. Parker will catch a breather. Coaching staff this year on the bench, it's Jordan Mann, Tyler Maynard, Tyler Thacker, Gabe Brown, and Chris Roberts, and steps called. Turnover Greenup County on the inbounds. So Round County will get the ball right back, leading by 9, 7:29 fourth quarter. Ingles will let to inbound under his own bucket. Ingles throws it all the way in the backcourt, and Slade White will get it at the opposite free throw line and off to Wilburn. He'll hand it off. Wilburn across the stripe. Man-to-man defense still both ways. Wilburn, behind the back dribble, gets past Underwood. Flicks it. Far corner Ingles to Maxey, top of the key. Left wing Braden Myers, and back to Maxey. They'll get it left elbow. Wilburn, turnaround, 15-footer, give it to him.
He really likes that shot from the elbow, either side.
12 for Wilburn. Round County still applying some full-court pressure, lead back out to double figures at 11. Gibson left wing with it. He goes baseline. Tries to get it off to Chanley. He does, and Chanley's able to finish with the right hand. What a pass by Gibson. Chanley with six. Top of the key, Myris. Right wing, Wilburn. Three in transition. No. Rebound to Eli Atkins. Across the timeline, 6:44. Fourth quarter, the lead at 9. Right wing, Gibson. He'll fire it up. No good on the three. Rebound, Wilburn. Back and forth we go as a track meet's broken out. Wilburn, right wing, takes it all the way to the right low block. Turns and fadeaway shot. No, he was fouled on the floor. So the foul will go on Underwood. That'll be his third, team's second of the fourth. And like I mentioned, foul on the floor, so Round County went down under their own bucket. Gavin Myris and Christian Parker will check in. Braden Myris and J.A. Ingles will catch a breather. And Gavin Myris will go and trigger in under the Round County bucket to our left. Gets it to Maxey. Straight away. Maxey in between the rings. Angling right to the right elbow. No look pass to Slade White. Baseline right. One dribble to the deck to Wilburn right wing. Wilburn will bring it in between the circles. Straight away to Gavin Myris. Now to Maxey right wing. And they'll bounce it to Wilburn further in the corner. Wilburn takes it into the painted area. Floater with the right hand. Good. Beat him. He's got 14. Across the timeline, Gammon with it. To Chanley, right wing Underwood, and Underwood walks with it. 5:56 left, fourth quarter, in the lead at 11.
Wilburn, 33 points against them. Mason County, 23 of those came after intermission.
14, like I mentioned, in this one for the 6'2 senior. Gavin Myris will cross the timeline. We're in the fourth stanza. Here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, and a foul going to be called on Greenup County's Underwood, a bump in the paint. That's his fourth. Team's third in the quarter. Eli Atkins will come in, and Underwood will catch a breather, with that being his fourth foul. Wilburn gets the inbounds pass from Maxey in between the circles. Wilburn feeling it, takes it into the paint. Turnaround fader, no. Rebound and a putback by Slade White. Off. And Chanley will come away with the rebound and up to Eli Atkins. To Gammon. Now to Chanley. Chanley left of the circle. Gets a step on White. And Chanley able to get the finger roll to fall. Chanley with 8. 4 here in this fourth quarter. Lead back to single digits at 9. Gavin Myris to Maxey. Left wing handoff to Parker. Goes through Parker's hands. Turnover Round County, and back to Greenup County it goes with 5:16 left in the fourth. Greenup County's Gammon gets the inbounds from Gibson. Gammon met at the timeline by Wilburn to Chanley in between the circles. Man-to-man still both ways. Chanley being guarded by Maxey. Hands off to Eli Atkins. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Down low to Chanley. Fakes out in the corner. Turns. Right-handed hook shot. High off the glass and good for Chanley. He's in double figures with 10. Gavin Myris gets it to Parker left wing. Parker shovels it over to Wilburn right of the circle. Wilburn, Round County, with the basketball and a 7-point lead. Parker takes it into the painted area. Right-handed leaner, no good as he falls to the deck. And Eli Atkins comes away with the rebound on the run, and he has his pocket picked. Wilburn with the steal, long pass up to Parker, and Parker's going to be draped across the arm on the lay-in by Chanley, and Parker will go shoot two. And Chanley will pick up his second, and that's the fourth on Greenup County. So Round County will shoot two free throws on common fouls by Greenup County the remainder of this one. Parker, first free throws of the evening. Nothing but net on the first. Gavin Myers will come to the bench, replaced by Braden Myers. And Wilburn will catch a quick breather as Watson will come in to replace him. One more free throw upcoming for the 5'10 junior. And he makes it. 5 points now for Parker, all coming off the bench and in the second half. He'll come to the bench and White will come in. Under four and a half, fourth quarter, 57-48, Round County leading here in the EKC first round. Lady Vikings already won earlier tonight over Greenup County. Boys trying to do the same. Chanley with it in between the rings. Gets it off to Gibson. Down low, Bradley Atkins, shot. Going to be no good. And it looked like Watson's going to pick up the foul. It is. So going to the line will be Bradley Atkins. As Deshaun Watson picks up his first, team's first of this fourth quarter. Bradley Atkins, line right so far tonight. He's 3 of 4. And he is favoring that left ankle, so they're going to give him some time to walk that one off a little bit. He's ready to roll. First one on the way, and good. For Bradley Atkins. 8 points for Atkins, the 5'8 sophomore. Eli Atkins, the 6'3 senior, with 4 points in this one. The lead at 8 for Round County. One more free throw upcoming for Bradley Atkins. Nothing but net on the second as well. Deshaun Watson crosses the timeline. Round County leading by 7 with the basketball. Left wing, Braden Myers. Right wing to Watson. He'll stop. Pop from the free throw line. Nothing but net for Deshaun. 14 for Deshaun. 8 in the first half, 6 in the second. And the lead at 9, we're past the midway point, fourth quarter. Chanley to Gammon. Gammon flips it to Bradley Atkins, right wing, stops and pops from baseline right from 5 and knocks it down. Bradley Atkins trying to keep Greenup County in this one. Braden Myers gets it across the timeline to the right wing, takes it baseline, cuts it back out onto the wing, and he holds on to it with 3.5, fourth quarter, and a 7-point edge. Watson, left wing to Ingles. Ingles puts one dribble down, gets it in the painted area to Myers, off to Watson. Watson throws it to White, and White's going to be tied up by Gibson. Nice play there by Gibson. That's Ethan Gibson to force the tie-up. Possession arrow favors Round County. Watson will trigger under the Round County bucket. He throws it off the back of Bradley Atkins and lays it up and in. Da-na-na, da-na-na. What a play by Deshaun Watson. Bradley Atkins had his back to the inbounder Watson. Watson threw it off his back and maybe the easiest lane he'll have all year. Chanley takes it to the left elbow to Gibson. Nice closeout by Wilburn. He'll go baseline. Ball thrown away. Maxey with an easy steal. Long pass up to Braden Myers. Lay in there. What a feed out to Braden Myers in Round County. What a spark of excitement. The lead out to 11 under 3. Fourth quarter here on WIBY.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
2:47, fourth quarter, 63-52, Round County starting to break this one away, but Greenup County grinding in this one to stay in it. Morehead State women's basketball and men's basketball tomorrow at Johnson Arena. Women men doubleheader, 2 and 4 o'clock. You can catch it right here on WIVY 96.3. Lead at 11. Full court pressure from Round County. At the three-quarter court is Gibson to Chanley across the timeline. Gammon, he'll stop and pop from the free throw line and knock down the two-point jumper. Gammon with 8. Lead back to single digits. Deshaun Watson gets it across the timeline. Right wing Wilburn. Wilburn back to Maxey under 2.5. As Maxey will give way to Watson. Bounces it Braden Myris right wing. Braden back top of the key to Watson to Wilburn. Back to Watson. Watson right wing Maxey to Myris top of the key. Myris behind the arc to Wilburn. Wilburn will take it into the painted area. Kicks it near corner. Myris wide open 3. No. That's Braden Myris, and Gibson gets the rebound for Greenup County. Up to Gammon. 2 minutes left. Gammon on the right wing. The lead at 9 for Round County. They find Bradley Atkins. Near corner 3 on the way. No. Rebound Braden Myris. Braden will hit the brakes at three-quarter court and give it off to Deshaun Watson. Deshaun will cross the timeline. Picked up there by Eli Atkins. Watson gets a step on Eli Atkins, and he'll take it all the way under the bucket and lay it up and in. Deshaun.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. The holidays are here, and we can help you with the extra cash you need, whether it's gifts on your list or repairs for your car. Come see us. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at www.eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Inbound pass, Watson into Myris. Maxey in between the circles, now to Ingles. Round County leading by 9, 103 left fourth quarter. Myris gets the feed from Ingles, and he'll lay it up and in. Braden Myris with another two-point field goal. He's got 7 here in this half, and this is the largest lead of the game at 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is, but I mean,
we've been here before.
Yeah, right.
This matches the largest lead of the game. It's early. We're still rusty. Round County well on their way to advancing to the second round of the EKC tournament as Greenup County's Chanley feeds it right low block to Eli Atkins, and he'll lay it up and in with the left hand. He's got 6 in this one. Under 40 seconds. Left wing Ingles with it. Down low, wide open, Colby Wilburn, and Wilburn beats everyone down the court. Greenup County, they've lost their legs, and Wilburn now with 16 in this one. Greenup County not giving up, though, as Chanley on the other end misses the first attempt, but will get the second attempt. He's got 14. 17 seconds. Braden Myris with it for Round County. Greenup County's going to wave the white flag, and Round County, they're going to get the daily double. And it's the good kind. The Round County Lady Vikings and the boys squad. Coach Stokes squad and Coach Thacker squad move on to the second round of the EKC tournament, 69-60. Your final. This Round County boys squad, it's going to be a fun one. They take care of business here tonight over Greenup County. We'll send it back to the station to Owen.
get a chance to thank some of our sponsors and everyone who make these broadcasts possible here on WIVY. Final score, Round County 69, Greenup County 60.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings. Perfect for truck beds, brush guards, farm equipment, boats, trailers, and more. Line X of Moorhead also has truck accessories, including bed covers, hitches, and Nerf bars. Avoid damage from rust and everyday wear and tear. Call 784-1155 and protect your investment for life. Mention this ad and get 10% off your Line X protective coatings. Line X of Moorhead, located off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorheadKY.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Round County, 21-11 into the first quarter, 34-30 at the end of two, 50-42 into three, and they win it by 9-69-60. For Greenup County, 14 points for Bryson Chandley, 11 points for Bradley Atkins, 8 points for Casey Gammon, 7 points for Ethan Gibson, 6 points for Eli Atkins, and 14 points for Cohen Underwood. Missed that one. He had 14, 11 of those in the first half. For Round County, 18 points for Deshaun Watkins, 16 points each for Colby Wilburn and Braden Myers, 9 points for Weston Maxey, 5 points each for Jason Ingles and Christian Parker. Checking here, Charlie Charles has Deshaun Watson with 20 and Colby Wilburn with only 16. So, I mean, we can deal with that if that's the case. But that is what is on his computer statistics. Greenup County, 25 of 54, 46.3% overall, 4 of 17 from three-point range. 23.5%, and 6 of 7 85.7% from the free throw line. Round County, 30 of 61 from the field. That was with a 52% shooting in the second half. For the game, 49.2% for the Vikings. Tough from behind the arc, 2 of 17, 11.8%. And 7-11 from the free throw line, 63.6%. The Musketeers won the Battle of the Boards, 34-29. 9 for Eli Atkins for the Musketeers and 9 for Braden Myers for Round County. 10 fouls whistled on Greenup County, 12 on Round County. 13 assists for Greenup County, 4 of those for Chandley. 12 assists for Round County, 4 of those for Ingalls. 17 turnovers on Greenup, 7 for Round County. 5 block shots for Greenup County, 2 each for Gammon and Chandley. 2 block shots for Round County. 1 steal for Greenup County, 14 steals for Round County, 4 of those for Weston Maxey. Points off turnovers, 21 for Round County, 8 for Greenup County. Second chance points, 11 for Greenup County, 9 for Round County. And off the bench, Greenup County got 7 points to Round County's 5. That moves both the Vikings and Lady Vikings on to the semifinals of the EKC tournament. Both will play at around 7:30, 8 o'clock. The girls will play on Monday night, and the boys will play on Tuesday night. So they move along in the winner's bracket side of the EKC tournament. We don't have the winner of either girls or boys. Wes Carter Russell tried to check Twitter and a few other feeds, still do not have that score. We will hope to have Coach Sean Thacker here shortly. But right now, we'll take another break here on WIVY.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef is only $3.79 a pound. 2 6-ounce cartons of blackberries or raspberries are specially priced for just $4. And the 2 12-ounce 8-pack cans of Faygo Pop are only $6. Folks, that's just 37 cents a can. Warm your family with the great grocery savings at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Coach Sean Thacker's on his way up. His team moves on to the semifinals on Tuesday night of the EKC tournament.
Well, we watched every second.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, the Montgomery County game, I had to get a game filmed, but
yeah, that's a good team.
Anyway, we're radio streaming crew from Greenup County talking with Coach. Obviously, he doesn't do a lot of coaches' interviews after the game, I guess. Well, win two. Did you hear anybody back there? I've been on Twitter, couldn't see anything. Who might have won the West and Russell game?
Didn't check. I'm sorry. Yeah, didn't look.
Well, no, I did look, and I couldn't find anybody. You know, they have the MyTan on there, and those guys don't tweet really as much as some of the others do. So we didn't have that. But a great start, and then, you know, withstood a couple runs.
Yeah, you know, and that's the way it's going to be. To play that way, you're going to be giving up runs, and you're going to you're going to go on runs. You got weather storms. You got to create a few storms and make a few adjustments. But, overall, I pleased with our effort again. I thought we played extremely hard. I don't know what the turnovers were, but I thought we did a good job with taking care of the basketball, 7 for the game. So I thought we did a good job there. I thought second half, I thought we did a better job on the glass. I think we were down 3 or 4 rebounds at the halftime, and we ended up winning the war of the backboard. And anytime we can win that war on the glass, it was big for us, and I thought we did a good job in the second half of that, shoring that part up. So
I've got one over here somewhere. You're good with it. A little different scoring. You know, you got two guys that scored a lot of points in that first game, and a little more balance tonight.
Yeah, Weston got off to a good start early. You know, he just shoots 3 for 4, but he might ought to take another shot or two there. But shooting that percentage, but we're playing unselfish. I thought the 1-3 in the corner, the one possession where we moved the ball so well, and that shot didn't go down. That one we deserved for sure. We didn't make. The good thing is, ability. We scored 69 points tonight, and we do it on 2 made threes. And, that's something that, it's going to happen. You'll have those nights. The other night we made a good dose of threes. Tonight we struggled from the three-point line, but our two-point field goal percentage was really high. And I thought we did a good job of sharing the ball again. It's a fun team to coach. And, we got our hands full tomorrow. Tonight we get to celebrate for a little while. 9:30 in the morning, we'll be here getting ready for Woodard out of Cincinnati. We go to Mason, Ohio, where Kings Island's at, and play a really good basketball team.
Yeah, we got conflicts tomorrow with Morehead State, so we live with that every once in a while.
Yeah, it's going to be online. I will get that information out. I'll if somebody just look up my Facebook, I'll try to do that before I leave here in the next little bit to get that posted. But I think there will be an online live stream of that game going on. It's called the Ohio Valley Hoops Classic. If you'll go to their website, Ohio Valley Hoops Classic, they have a website, and I think you'll be able to find information on maybe being able to watch that game on the live stream.
You were talking about the three-pointers. Look down, and you usually don't see these kids have a game where there's that many twos and not very many threes.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's, we got the floor. You know, we have the ability to spread the floor out and drive the ball to the basket. And, you know, I thought we had some really nice-looking plays that we didn't complete all the way through, whether the pass was just a little bit off, you know, just a few things there. But, it's early in the year, and, you know, hopefully we can get some of those things corrected, but definitely pleased with, defensively for the most part. I thought we were pretty decent. I think we're getting better. They got two dudes that are hard to guard. I mean, they're athletic. They play downhill. They're going to give people in this region a lot of problems.
They're 0-3, but, you know, not even counting us. How about Montgomery County and Mason County before us?
Now, they did get they played a team, Lucas Valley, Ohio, last night, and they got a win with them, so they're 1-3 now, but they played a really, really hard schedule. And, I think, as they move forward, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, they impressed me. I didn't know really what to expect, but, I think maybe they may have lost their legs a little bit. You're right about that game last night, and the girls had the same thing. The girls did. They got down to the last 3 or 4 minutes, and they didn't have much left. Right, good win for Coach Stokes. Both teams move on. Semifinals for the girls Monday night and the boys on Tuesday night. I wish we had who you play, but, kind of expect it might be Russell, but, you never know.
Things never know. That's why you play. That's why you look for the scores and you go from there. So, but we're looking forward to traveling over to Owensville and being in the semifinals of the EKC and looking forward to the opportunity no matter who it is.
Do you think, I asked Matt this earlier, I know sometimes in this consolation thing, you don't play a game. You see any way that you would not, if you play it all the way out, into the April?
It's scheduled to play all the way out. Yeah. Now, I see problems with that.
But if you happen to not, it's possible to get Bath County.
Yes.
So you want to play Bath County yet again.
Right. That's the questions that'll have to be answered. Yeah. Plus, the thing, like if Bath County's hosting, say they get beat tonight and they got to host Tuesday night, they're supposed to host a consolation game. Well, how you host a consolation game when you're hosting? I mean, so we've got there's some things for the tournament to be figured out as we go through there. But with eight teams, it makes it a little bit different. So the committee they'll figure it out, and it is scheduled to be a three game deal. So right now, we're in the semifinals, and, our goal will be to work to get to the finals so we don't have to worry about any wrinkles or anything like that. I know if we were to lose in the semis and we played it all the way out, I think our third game would be on the road.
Oh, well.
So, but that's what, it's all good.
I think Flannery must have gone into one of the books where eight-team, play it all the way out tournaments and found the bracket for this or whatever.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. So, but, we know where we are on Tuesday, and we'll be ready to go.
All right. Thanks, Coach. All right. Two wins tonight for Round County basketball. The girls defeated the Greenup County Musketeers 50-33, and they will play sometime around 7:30, 8 o'clock Monday night in the semifinals of the EKC tournament. That'll be in Bath County. The boys defeat Greenup County 69-60. On Tuesday, they'll play 7:30, 8 o'clock over in Bath County. We'll have both of those games for you right here on WIBY and WIBYRadio.com. Thanks to my partner tonight, Jared Stacey. Glad to have him with us tonight after he had a little bit of a battle this week, but he's doing pretty well right now. And we'll move on from there. Again, tomorrow, we've got the conflict with MSU. Coach is going to post on his Facebook page maybe a streaming site for that. So that will help you out on that. And we'll be back with you Monday night. For my partner, Jared Stacey, I'm Randy Stacey. Thanks to Owen Mundy on Studio Controls. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.